You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. But first, this CrimeOnline.com news update. I'm Alan Duke. A teenager who allegedly exchanged gunfire with police outside of a Richmond, Indiana middle school Thursday morning is dead, apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The teen reportedly ran into the Dennis Intermediate School, but no students were injured. RTV 6 News in Indianapolis spoke a short time ago with Peggy Lewis, who lives across the street from the school, and saw what happened.
Well, I take my sister to school, to the high school, every morning, and we had just gotten back, and we let the dogs out. And I heard, I want to say like 3 gunshots, and I look out my door, and the police were shooting up at the door, and they shot the window out. I didn't see any guns. I just saw the kid dressed in all black, and he had a big old, looked like gun case. And he climbed in the bottom of the door when they shot the glass out. And then I heard they all hid behind the pine tree. And about 5 minutes later, they all started bum rushing inside.
What was going through your thought or through your mind at that moment?
It was pretty shocking because you just don't hear about, you know, things like that. And then I started speaking with the dad, and he was telling me how his son has been bullied for a while. So they took him out of school for 2 years, and that he thought he was getting better. But this morning he told him that he either took him to school or he was going to kill him. And he told him he was going to kill himself. And then I just saw him climbing in the school.
So you believe you've been talking to the dad of the suspect?
That's who he said he was. Okay. So I don't know if it was a fact, but yeah, he said their car right there, that's where he dropped him off at. It was right here.
Check Nancy's Crime and Justice website, crimeonline.com, for updates. A New Jersey mother and 5 other adults were arrested for allegedly beating a 3-year-old boy in their Newark home. All 6 charged now with aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a child. PIX 11 TV News reporter Henry Rossoff reports the adults allegedly conducted systematic and coordinated beatings of the child with a belt and fist and poured scalding water on him as a form of punishment.
Police say the 3-year-old was systematically beaten with a belt and fists and scalded with hot water as a form of corporal punishment. Neighbors, clueless to the abuses inside the home on Clinton Place, were sick to their stomachs upon hearing the details.
Why would someone with such a cold heart, you know, don't have any feelings like that, would beat on a child and scald a child? It's horrible.
At one point, we spotted someone entering the lower unit of the house below where the abuse allegedly took place, but got no answers to our questions.
Excuse me, guys, do you know anything about what happened here or any of the people that were arrested for child abuse?
A California lawmaker arrested Monday on a child cruelty charge admits he spanked his 7-year-old daughter Sunday night for acting out. The second grader told her teacher about it the next morning, prompting an investigation by Child Protective Services. The investigation of her father, Democratic Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula. Arambula tells ABC 30 Action News that he and his wife will learn from this, and he thanked the school, Child Protective Services, and police for doing their jobs.
There's something to be learned in all of this.
Yeah, I always think there's a silver lining or some opportunity to grow from things that happen in our lives. I'm hopeful that this moment will allow us to reconnect and really bond with our daughter and figure out how to talk with her and connect with her and let her know that she's both loved and heard and respected, and that we are parents and have a responsibility to make sure that she's raised in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying the best we can, like every parent tries the best that we can. There is not an instruction manual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet my kids are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of the work that we've done together to help to raise them that I can't wait to see who they grow up to be.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the arrest and charges, 3 daughters, ages 3, 6, and 7, were taken away for 2 days to stay with other relatives. They are now back home. A Canadian woman missing for a week has been found dead in Mexico. 41-year-old Christine Saint-Ange was found in Los Cabos, Mexico, where she had been staying in a hotel with her partner. Investigators say she apparently suffered a head injury inside the hotel. Her body was found outside. Her travel companion returned to Canada without his luggage a day after she was last seen. He was found dead from apparent suicide the next day. A diner at a Johnson City, Tennessee steakhouse was so upset about how his meal was cooked Wednesday night that he allegedly grabbed a steak knife, held it to his wife's throat when she tried to calm him down. 58-year-old John Hatinga then jumped into his car, drove to a hotel where they were staying. Police found him there. Now he's eating jail food. Hatinga appears in court today on an aggravated domestic assault charge. Keep up to date on crime and justice issues with Nancy's website, crimeonline.com, and follow Nancy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to know what she's talking about every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. And if you have a tip for Nancy or you want to leave a question that she might answer in her show, call Nancy's Crime Stories hotline at 1-909-49-CRIME. And Nancy answers that phone live on most weekday mornings. We'll let you know through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter what time that happens.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.